101.77 HOFM. We are 100% Hobart, and Surfing the Menu is one of the ABC's most successful cooking shows. And we are lucky enough to be chatting to one half of the team. We've got Dan Churchill, but Hayden Quinn is the man on the line. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going? Thanks for that intro.
Oh, did you like that?
I did like that. I'm one half of the deadly duo.
You guys must have the best fun. Honestly, you get paid to just travel around our beautiful country, surf, meet interesting people, cook and eat.
It's the best gig in the world. You know, we're very, very fortunate, and it's like a paid boys road trip. We had an absolute ball doing it, and we got to see some amazing parts of our, like you said, beautiful country. We're very, very lucky.
Some ways you're kind of lucky to get anywhere around the country because you're driving around in possibly one of the worst cars in the world, a VW Bug that's 50 years old. What happened with the budget, mate?
I think Dan cost too much to get on the television. He's that pretty. But no, yeah, you're right. That thing, it was a bit of a task at times. There were moments where on the show we break down and it looks like it's a bit set up, but it actually, the car did crap itself a number of times. It was not good.
All adds to the excitement of the journey, though, which is just amazing. So the DVD is now out, and people are going to see you in this 13-part series. You head to an outback cattle station. You get to go snorkeling, catching mud crabs. Like, really, what was the highlight for you? What did you get back home and tell your mum and go, that was amazing, Mum?
Yeah, I think for me, you mentioned catching mud crabs there. That was in Exmouth, and spending time in Exmouth was incredible. Ningaloo Reef, there's surf there, there's mud crabs. It's the most incredible place because the desert meets this white sand that meets this crystal clear blue-green water, and then you go out a little bit further and then there's the coral reef, and it's just such a special part of the world and amazing people. It's super isolated, and it's somewhere I really want to go back to. I really loved it up there in Exmouth in Western Australia.
Oh, it's a beautiful part of the country. One of the experiences you had was joining one of our Indigenous communities, and you went searching underground for native bee nests. Now, excuse my lack of knowledge here, being a city boy, but I've never heard of underground bee nests.
Have you not seen the big giant hills that they have up there?
I thought they were termite things.
Oh, they're termites.
They're termites. They're different. So the sugar bag or the underground beehives, the ladies, they have like a stick and they go around and dig it, and somehow, I don't know how they know, but they know where it is, and they dig it around and they pull it out, and it's like this beeswax ball with all the bees, and they crack it open, and the inside is obviously all that beautiful honey.
Wow.
Absolutely incredible, yeah. But the best thing was Australian native bees don't sting you. So
that's good to know.
Yeah.
And so what did you cook up from that?
Because we were up in the Northern Territory, we got some beautiful barramundi. So I did like a honey barramundi dish. So we pan-fried some barramundi, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of honey, some butter. That gives it a beautiful sauce with some fresh herbs and, of course, the classic Australian nut and macadamia sort of crumble over the top.
Oh, that sounds so good. All right, so please tell me you haven't visited Tassie yet. When are you boys getting down here GG the Bug?
You know what I said? Yeah, we'll throw GG on the boat and get her over there. Yeah, maybe she can swim. Or maybe it'll sink and we won't have to use it.
Or she could fly like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes, exactly right. I actually pitched it to the producers. I said, we need to do Tasmania and we need to do it on its own. It needs to be its own whole thing because it's so beautiful down there. There's so much diversity. And I think it's an untouched, untapped resource that people would love to just connect with and see what's going on.
And it certainly meets both of your criteria. Great food, and there's some big waves down here as well.
Yeah, we might have to pack the bigger boards, I think.
And a steamer as well.
And a steamer, yeah, 100%. But, you know, obviously the food, I think that's the big draw card. And then just the pure natural beauty of Tasmania. Amazing. We'll have to do it.
For sure. We would love to have you down here, mate, because the food, oh my gosh, you'll just be amazed. So, look, Hayden Quinn, thank you for your time. The DVD, as I said, is out now, Surfing the Menu. Go and check out this series, and it's just going to inspire you to get out and explore Australia and, you know, see what's out there food-wise and, of course, our amazing people too. Cheers, mate. Thanks for having a chat with us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.